right, so our next team came here all the way from the University of Hawaii at Hilo. So let's bring on up Team Poliahu.
Hi, I'm Mike Purvis from Help Me Help. Disasters happen, emergencies happen, and when these do happen, the very brave people that respond have a problem. As information is flooding in, the sources and the reports they're fragmented, and it's very difficult to determine what has happened and how do we deploy emergency responses efficiently. We saw this recently in the Boston bombings. In the Boston bombings, there were a lot of reports coming in from Facebook, Twitter. We saw stuff from 4chan. We saw stuff from Reddit. And today, it's just impossible for us to filter through all of this information. In the days following the Boston bombing, we had police showing up at Logan Airport, and they were asking travelers to share the photos they may have taken during the incident. I recall seeing a picture of a police officer peering over someone's shoulder as they flipped through the photos on their smartphone. We can do a lot better than that. Okay, so that's the Boston bombing. Now let's switch to a natural disaster like Hurricane Sandy. Hurricane Sandy, we saw a battery of hazards. We saw flooded roads, flooded subways, fires, damaged structures, down power lines, you name it. Imagine a world where the emergency responders can see the hazards by images as they're happening moment to moment. Imagine a world where we can leverage the power of all the smartphones and cameras and use them in emergency situations. This is the vision that has inspired Help Me Help. Next, Help Me Help is an application that crowdsources firsthand experiences during an emergency. This offers the ability for emergency responders to have a better idea of what's going on, and also gives people, victims inside of the emergency, this situational awareness. Okay, so let's walk through the product. These screenshots are taken from our Windows Phone app, and this is customized for a scenario like Hurricane Sandy. We'll talk about how we can customize our product a bit later. So, say a hurricane starts to happen, and someone grabs their cell phone, launches the Help Me Help app. They see a fire, so they select the fire category. Notice the other categories on the left? As soon as they select fire, the camera is activated as well as the GPS sensors on the phone. They take a picture of the fire. It's immediately uploaded to our servers. These submissions are thrown onto a map and available for emergency responders. Here we see two maps. The first map is in the Windows Phone. This is giving us the situational awareness I mentioned earlier. The other larger map is the administrative map that would be used for emergency responders. Okay, imagine how useful this would be for an emergency response organization. For instance, an administrator can filter. They say, I want to see only the fires and floods. This could assist a local fire department in making those critical, informed decisions. Has this submission been attended to and resolved? If so, you can archive it or mark it as viewed so that others don't duplicate your efforts. Here we see this is submitted by a civilian. We have a civilian and verified flag for the users. To become a verified user, a special code is emailed and then entered into the app. So a verified code might be given to, let's say, an entire patrol of police officers so that their submissions are differentiated from civilians. We have been diligently working on Help Me Help to get real clients, real progress. We became close with the IT manager at the Hawaii Police Department who originally reached out to us for a crime mapping tool. This contact led to a very productive hour-long meeting with a Hawaii County Civil Defense Director and an invitation to the state civil defense next month, actually. These are a couple of the different agencies involved per county, and the last one mentioned there, Nature Reserves, will be our first pilot program of Help Me Help. It's called the Office of Mauna Kea Management, where we'll be using this to track native and invasive species, and this will be launching very soon. I'll be meeting with them on Wednesday to talk about the logistics. There's a huge market potential here. That last slide showed four agencies that are typically involved in a single county. So let's just talk about the United States here. There's over 3,100 counties in the United States. While our mobile application is free, there's a subscription model for the administrative map that I showed. Now, if we can sell to only 1.3% of the counties in the United States, and only one of those departments, let's say a fire department, we're at our break-even point. And we have confidence that this can scale substantially as we're built on the Azure services. In this space, we have a few other competitors. I mean, this isn't new to have an app that can show a marker on a map, right? The modern applications are really built around conveniences, like how do I dodge traffic? There's an app for that. How do I report this broken street sign? Yeah, there's an app for that. But that's not what we need. What we need is the administrative ability to sort, filter, flag, and change these submission markers on a map. That's what Help Me Help offers. Flashback to 2 months ago. We arrived here at the Imagine Cup Accelerator Bootcamp with the idea of tracking native and invasive species on this small preservation summit in Hawaii. In less than 2 weeks, we pivoted our entire idea to this disaster response idea. It was a lot more work than we had imagined, but there was never discussion of abandoning that idea. Well, half of us have graduated, and we're about ready to work on something full-time, and we believe that Help Me Help will be a great choice. What do we need today? I can let you read the slides here. We basically need some legal help. We would like to have some more contacts in the emergency response departments and some seed money to help us get through these first couple pilot programs. We are Help Me Help. Our website is done. Windows Phone is done. Android app is done. And we are ready to start working. We are Help Me Help, and during an emergency, we know there is a big opportunity to help victims and responders use our common technology responsibly and be adequately compensated in the process. Thank you.
Excellent. You guys want to come up? So we've got 5 minutes for Q&A.
So in your presentation about the competitive analysis, you said that your ability to offer a very efficient solution for the administrators to sort, filter, and analyze the information was a plus for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. And in the case of Boston, for example, there were thousands of hours of videos that they had to go through. I didn't see in your product description how that happens. I see how, you know, you have the map and you have pictures submitted by civilians or police officers, but how does the processing and filtering happen after the submission so that you can prioritize the important pictures?
Yeah, you know, ideally they would have the Help Me Help app on their phones right now, but on this idea, basically we have the ability to make this framework customizable, and that would not be a problem to have it be done afterwards. Instead of having it where you select the hazard, take a picture, it could be, let's go to my gallery, you know, bing, 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 I want to upload these photos, and it would work that way.
But let's say you have 3,000 people uploading 5 pictures each, then you have a lot of pictures and video materials that you have to sort through, and maybe not all of that is relevant. So How do you help the administrator save time instead of spending days processing all of that information?
How to go through all of it? You know, honestly, that would really be up to them. I mean, in the case of the Boston bombing, they were having to filter through all that information at the airports and, you know, in some other way. So this would be just a much quicker step. But I agree, there will be a large amount of filtering that will be going on.
And our website actually has some analytic tools already. So we can actually filter by dates and results and categories. So hopefully that would help them in filtering through all these images and results. But in a case specifically like Boston bombing, we could actually quickly tailor a tool to help them flip through all their images that's stored in the cloud, you know, to make a nice image preview program for them, perhaps. So, yeah, consultation services are part of our plan. So,
two things. One, I have a good friend who does a lot of work with the disaster relief organization. So, if you want to talk to her, grab me afterwards. Happy to interview. Second one is for all the images and stuff. Do I actually have to take it from the app from my phone? Or are you taking images that are already shared on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and pulling them all into the app? Do I actually have to take it, or are you taking sort of existing data, if you will?
No. At this point, it's purely user-generated using the app. Yeah, it's not pulling from Flickr or anything at this point.
So this is great, but it seems like the major bottleneck will be app distribution. Have you thought about trying to do this over SMS or through Safari? I know that via SMS you might have issues getting originating GPS information, But I think through Safari, you can ask for their location. Maybe you can even prompt them to take a picture on the camera. And perhaps there could be some URL they memorize, kind of like a 911 in their browser.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, there is one business that seems to be working on that SMS in particular, which is like Ushahidi. And it seems like for things like the Boston bombing, we can almost rely on Americans to have a lot of smartphones. So, I mean, it was our opinion to move away from that and just and really, like I said in the beginning, just leverage the fact that we've got these amazing 10-megapixel cameras on our phones and try to use that. We could try to use SMS later on, too.
Yeah, that could help for distribution if there was something that the city maybe pushed or published that people would just memorize, like a 911.com or something they just go to, so they don't all have to have the app.
Hi there. Great presentation, and I like the idea. I think one of the problems when you start a company, you always say, in a perfect world, everyone's going to have my app on their phone, and they're going to know to use it, and it's going to be front of mind and all the rest of it, but it just doesn't happen. And you start from that perfect world, and you end up getting messier and messier to where the actual product catches on. And I wonder if, what you guys are doing, it's kind of more important to work on Twitter and email. You know, whenever these disasters happen, whether it's CNN says tweet your pictures to us here or send your comments to this hashtag or whatever, working out a system at the back end to be pulling that information, publicly available information, into a structured format that then becomes viable. I think the app is a great start, and you should always have it for demonstration purposes, but if I was part of your business, I'd be looking at how do we pull the readily available information, even though it's going to be dirty, into a structured format that creates value. And that, I think, will be an easier product to sell to police departments, fire departments, and so forth.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, actually. We've looked at integrating Twitter so they can automatically look at certain hashtags that they want to look at. And we've looked at Flickr integration through GPS-tagged photos, bringing those in. And then also we're hoping eventually to, once we have enough data, to use some kind of good clustering algorithms for putting out outliers and actually pulling relevant data out of that noisy data you were mentioning when pulling from public sources. So we've put a little bit of thought into that but haven't implemented it into our current implementation yet. So.
Great. Thank you. Last question.
Oh, I guess my question was, it seems to me like the biggest, or one of the, aside from distribution, the biggest challenge is that like disasters are really infrequent and really different. Like the Boston bombing, what you need to do is go through lots of pictures and try to identify the suspects, but in a hurricane, you need to identify where all the downed trees and fires are and things like that, and those are really different problems. So I was wondering if you were really focused on like hurricanes or other, or like one particular kind of thing, because otherwise it seems like the platform might not be as reusable as you want a platform to be.
It's too one size fits all. Well, we're really kind of going for the framework here, where the same framework is going to be used on Wednesday for this native and invasive species. The same framework can be easily made for Boston or for Hurricane Sandy. So we're really also behind the fact that it can be customizable at all times, not necessarily one size fits all. If that answers your question.
Okay. Cool.
Great. Thanks, guys. Great job.